I'm very happy now to welcome back to the program Craig Smith. He is a writer on the arts and particularly music, and this is now becoming an annual tradition, Craig Smith. Welcome.
Thank you very much. It is a tradition now, and I think we should have some kind of little pine wreath to wear every year.
A little pine wreath to wear every year when
every
we
year,
play Christmas
yes.
music. And usually we play our Christmas music on Christmas Eve, but since Christmas Eve is on a Saturday this year, and since tomorrow we have Baba Palooza with Robert Knott and Rob DeWalt.
Oh, my God.
We're doing it a day, 2 days early.
No, I have to say, that sounds like quite an affair.
Affair indeed. But let's talk about Christmas music, and we're going to do something that we don't usually do, which is play Christmas music chronologically. So how far back are we going with this first piece?
We're going back to the 14th century into Germany. It is the Latin tune in Dulci Jubilo, at a time of gladness and happiness, let us all sing, Christ is born, he is Alpha and Omega. Heard a lot in churches as a chorale. This is a famous arrangement that people sing all the time. It's very pretty and poppy, and poppy is in da-da-da-da-da-da. It's got some nice rhythm to it, although it is a calm piece.
It's not full of poppies.
No, the poppies and the pop music come later. We'll get to that later. And this is the choir of New College, Oxford. And I chose this recording from many because the conductor's name enchants me. It's Edward Higginbottom.
Edward Higginbottom. What
Edward
a beautiful
Higginbottom.
British name.
Don't you think so? Yes.
I played this piece on the flute when I was a little kid who had to play the flute.
With the piano accompaniment?
No,
or
just
in the band, or just playing
just
it?
Just solo. I think it was arranged as a duet, so sometimes the flute teacher would play the other part.
I see.
Anyway, let's hear the better version, which is the one that you have
yes.
brought in, Craig
okay.
Smith. Here we go.
Yeah.
That was In Dulci Jubilo, a 14th century German carol, performed by the choir of New College, Oxford. And as I said before you heard the music, the conductor's name is the enchanting Edward Higginbottom.
Edward
it sounds
Higginbottom.
To me like a character from Mary Poppins or something.
Yeah, or...
Just a great English name.
Or Harry Potter.
Yes, very good, Harry Potter. He could be a wizard.
Exactly.
A good idea.
So what's next?
Okay, next is something Francois Couperin. There was an entire hierarchy of Bachs in Germany for years and years. There was a hierarchy of Puccinis in Italy, all church musicians. And the Couperins were really big in France. They were powerful in terms of music. They were organists at various churches, including the King's Chapel at Versailles. And the music is jolly. Even when it's serious, I find it jolly. And I picked this particular piece from the Mass for the Parishes. It is the dialogue for the trumpet, clairon, and tierce, because it's very much like...
What are all those things?
Well, they're different French organ stops. The trumpet is a big, loud reed that sounds like a trumpet. The clairon is a lighter trumpet. And then the tierce are mixtures and thirds, as they call them, that provide a tinkly sound in a way. But this is a nice piece because it recalls the French Noël tradition, which deals with all the peasant songs that are bouncy and talk about Bethlehem and talk about the animals speaking and talk about Il est né le divin enfant. Jesus is born, the divine child has come. And this is not exactly a Noël, but it honks like one. And the trumpet, when it gets down in the lower register, sounds like a very nimble foghorn. So I think people will like this one. I hope so. Get up and dance around.
We're doing Christmas music today with Craig Smith. Let's hear it.
Thank you.
that was from the Gloria of François Couperin's Mass for the Parishes. That was performed by Jean-Baptiste Robin, a wonderful player on the organ of Poitiers Cathedral. It was the dialogue for the grand trumpet, the clairon, and tierce on the grand clavier, which means the big keyboard,
yes,
or the great manual. And it recalls for me the Noëls of the French tradition, and even though it isn't exactly a Noël, it's jaunty enough to make anybody feel like Christmas.
Well, I guess Christmas is a happy time.
Well, it certainly should be. There are people who point out that Christmas is the great feast of the church year because it comes after Advent, which is a time of preparation. On Jordan's bank, the Baptist cry announces that the Lord is nigh, that old hymn. And there are others, the idea being that the world was in darkness and the Savior was born. And many people also point out, though, that the next in step is the Passion and the resurrection. And the church here goes that way through the old Yuletide and then into the return of spring, because the church knew a good thing when it saw it, and it happened that these feasts and these pagan ceremonies coincided with the Christian faith and the Christian tradition. So people became used to the new faith, the revealed faith, because they had celebrated them before, or their ancestors had.
Well, just simply the return of the light. I mean, as of today, the days are beginning to get longer.
Oh, please. I can hardly believe it, but I guess that's true.
It's a little hard to believe, but it'll be good for those of us who like to walk our dogs in the afternoon, which is one of the reasons we like Christmas.
That's absolutely correct.
We're talking to Craig Smith about Christmas music. What's up next?
Okay, we're going to Mozart next. This is his little motet, Ave Verum Corpus. Very well known, a beautiful piece. It also discusses Christmas tradition in the words, Hail, true body incarnate of the Virgin Mary, crucified for us. In fact, it's a wonderful statement of the creed belief in Christian church in just a few minutes and a few words. It's very well known in many different arrangements because it is very touching. It's not hard to perform like some Mozart. And yet it is, because even though it's simple, you have to have perfect control of the choir or the soloist. You mentioned playing in Dulce Jubilo on the flute. To perform this would take a very long breath and a very gentle touch,
right,
because it is introspective.
Let's hear it.
Okay. And that was Mozart's Ave Verum Corpus, sung by the choir of King's College, Cambridge. Beautiful piece,
beautiful piece.
Performance, yes.
Yeah. And so we're going chronologically through the history of Christmas music, the abridged history of Christmas music.
The greatly abridged history of Christmas music.
The kind of every year a little bit different random history of Christmas music.
It's like shuffle the memory and see what comes up.
Yeah, exactly. But that's good.
Yes. Now, the next piece is actually between periods because it's an arrangement by Ralph Vaughan Williams of the old tune Greensleeves, which Henry VIII is supposed to have written. And it was a tune to, it was a love song. My Lady Greensleeves, alas, my love, you do me wrong to cast me off discourteously. One of those things where the lover is sighing for the loved one and she is being very coy and dropping flowers occasionally and haughty. But later on, of course, it was set to other words, what child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping. This is a famous arrangement for flute and string orchestra. I think a really nice one also. It's one of the things you can get a little too often, I think, but other people have threatened to hit me when I bring that up, so I try not to get into that. This performance is by the New Philharmonia Orchestra and Sir Adrian Boult, who knew Vaughan Williams and was a great expert in his music. It has a landscape far away kind of feeling, a pastoral feeling. You can think of the shepherds watching at night instead of the jaunty Italian pifaro with pipes. This is a much more reflective, floating kind of awareness, as if you're in an English countryside with snow and hear the sound of the bell floating from far away. Thank you. That was the Philharmonia Orchestra under Adrian Boult performing Vaughan Williams' Fantasia on greensleeves for harp, flute, and string orchestra, based on the old tune supposedly by Henry VIII and very secular in its day, but then the words were added later of What Child Is This Who Laid to Rest on Mary's Lap Is Sleeping, a lovely, meditative, quiet kind of carol, and very popular at Christmastide.
We're talking to Craig Smith, art and music writer, about Christmas music, and playing all sorts of fun stuff. We're going into the squarely non-religious type of music next. What's up for us?
What's up for us is White Christmas from Irving Berlin's Holiday Inn.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
We're going straight to the movies.
We're going straight to the movies and a high, very technicolor, all that white and red.
Yes.
And it's a very popular piece and very sweet. The performance here is by the American baritone Thomas Hampson, who, by the way, is coming back to the Santa Fe Opera this next summer. He performed here many years ago and then has gone on to a world career, and he's going to come back for the summer, which I think will be great. I actually forget what he's singing, what role he has, but his velvety, powerful voice is always welcome no matter what he's doing. And as I say, this is a White Christmas. Bing Crosby made this very famous. The St. Paul Chamber Orchestra with Hugh Wolf. So sit back with a cup of coffee, pour a little champagne into it, and see what it's like.
Gross.
I'm dreaming.
Christmas. And that is Craig Smith.
You just put the T in Christmas.
I did. That's because when you are trained as a singer, and a choral singer especially, you put those blasted things in everywhere you can. Of course, it's a little overdone. Because
as often as you can.
As often as one can. As you probably know in German, which you understand, the consonants often are not pronounced, but when you're singing, every blasted consonant is pronounced. So it's kind of thing. No, that's Czech, excuse me. I don't mean to be rude. But that was White Christmas by Irving Berlin from that wonderful show, movie Holiday Inn.
Which is on television every 14 minutes.
Is it really?
I think so. I mean, every time I go out channel flipping on cable, there's yet another old-time Christmas movie.
Oh, of course, of course.
I've seen, last year I saw Miracle on 34th Street about 5 times.
I see. That's
in
a lot.
In both colorized, maybe 3 times. Maybe both colorized and black and white.
What about the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with the puppets? Remember that one? One of my great favorites. Okay, then. That, was, as I say, was White Christmas, Irving Berlin, Thomas Hampson, St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, Hugh Wolfe. And our next selection is by one of my favorite choral groups, Chanticleer. You're not going to get away this year without some Chanticleer.
Oh, Chanticleer.
Yes, I hope they come back again soon. They are so wonderful. This is a very odd arrangement in the sense of it juxtaposes two unusual pieces, in that when you juxtapose them, they're unusual. God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, the English song, and then Feliz Navidad. And it's quite a contrast, I think. I think you'll find it interesting. You might want to...
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, that's right.
I'm getting a little bit frightened, just a little bit.
Just a little bit. And if it gets bad, just deep breath.
Just take... Ladies and gentlemen, we're not trying to hurt you.
You'll enjoy it, I'm sure.
Here we go.
God rest you merry gentlemen, let nothing
God rest you gentlemen, let nothing you
dismiss. God rest you merry gentlemen,
let nothing you dismiss.
To save us all from Satan's power,
Christmas
Day.
To save us all from Satan's power, when we were gone astray.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
From the bottom of my heart.
Hello, Craig Smith again, and I'm sure you're all sitting down now after having been dancing up and down to that. The English traditional carol, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, Let Nothing You Dismay, with an arrangement of Jose Feliciano's Feliz Navidad, which is Northern New Mexico's favorite Christmas tune among, of course, sacred music. That was Chanticleer, one of the best choral groups around, the all-male group. I should mention a number of years ago I was down at the music store in Albuquerque, and two girls were listening to the karaoke and singing Feliz Navidad and giggling the whole time. But they had the headphones on, you see, so all we could hear was their little voices chirping Feliz Navidad and giggling. And I thought, I must have done something wrong for me to be here right now.
Oh, but I was
they were
say,
very happy.
It seems so lovely. It seems almost cinematic.
That's
you should
true.
Put that little clip in a movie.
I will.
So we're going to do something which is also part of the annual tradition here on the Radio Cafe, and that is, in honor of my mother and my German heritage, we're going to play a German Christmas carol. And I thought this year we would just play one that everybody knows, which is O Tannenbaum.
Very good. O Christmas Tree, O Christmas Tree. And then it was also set to a sacred text, so it's been done many ways. If you have a good tune, believe me, it's going to be used over and over,
exactly.
Which is great.
O Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter. Du grünst nicht nur zur Sommerzeit, nein, auch im Winter, wenn es schneit. O Tannenbaum, o Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter. O Tannenbaum, du kannst mir sehr gefallen. Wie oft hat Gott zur Weihnachtszeit ein Baum von dir mich hoch erfreut. O Tannenbaum, du kannst mir sehr gefallen.
That was O Tannenbaum, once again in honor of, well, all Germans, Christmas itself, my beautiful mother, and Germans really do a wonderful job with Christmas, I have to tell you that. They have the most wonderful Christmas markets, Christmas ornaments, Christmas food, Christmas cakes.
Mm.
They used to put actual candles on the trees, and
yes.
We still have those little clips for the candles,
mm-hmm.
But it's not really all that fire safe.
No.
To do that.
You could only do that if you had a footman or a maid with a wet sponge on a stick ready to extinguish them.
Right, or the Santa Fe Fire Department in your living room.
Oh, that wouldn't be good. I know a lot of people of German and other traditions will decorate a tree for animals. They'll string cranberries and they'll put things up that animals can eat and put hay underneath or oats, especially in the country. And it's very pretty that way.
And then
way.
Their dogs will jump up on the tree?
No, not the dogs. These are for wild animals.
Just kidding.
Okay, I just didn't know. I know some dogs that would eat anything.
That's
including
true.
The string.
Including my dogs.
Oh, yes.
So we have a little bit of time left, so we're going to do yet another, I shudder to say, medley.
Medleys aren't bad. There's nothing wrong with a medley. It merely means you take pieces that you hope belong together and cram them into an easy proximity. And sometimes they work beautifully, and sometimes you think you've gone mad. But this is a charming one. As you may know, if you are out and around this time of year or downloading, everyone makes a Christmas album. Opera singers, popular singers, rock groups, country music singers. And you haven't lived until you've heard something sung by Australian choruses with a didgeridoo. And I'm not making this up.
Christmas carols?
With a didgeridoo.
That'd be sort of like a drone, like bagpipes. I'm sure we have that too.
Oh, we have that. The bagpipe does drone. And it's actually a very old musical tradition. It goes back into the Middle Ages and earlier. But this is a really nice brass medley. It's Festive Cheer is the first song. Sleigh Ride, Leroy Anderson. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Jingle Bells, and We Wish You a Merry Christmas. It's the London Brass happily tootling their hearts out for Christmas music.
Christmas music with Craig Smith here on the Radio Cafe. Craig Smith, thank you for bringing so much amazing music to us here today on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much, Mary Charlotte. There's so much we would still be going five Christmases down the road, but I think we gave people something I hope they'll enjoy.
Well, God willing, dog willing, we'll be here a year from now.
That's right.
Doing other music, and we actually keep track so we don't play the same thing 2 years or 3 years in a row.
That's correct. I was beginning to think that I had gotten stuck on shuffle, but now we've got some new things, and we certainly hope you enjoyed it.
Craig Smith, thanks for being with us, and Merry Christmas, everybody.
Let's go.